So maybe Oswald, didn't like the way the 2-inch barrel, you know, his 2-inch barrel gun sat in the 6-inch holster, so he decided to get another one that fit.
Well, what did he do with the first one, John? Where is it?
Who knows? Who knows?
Don't you think it should have been investigated, John?
No.
No, you don't think anything should be investigated. You go by guilt by accusation.
Is this the best you've got after 47 years?
You're not answering. These are your records, John, and you're not answering them. You're not answering them because you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground.
What do I need to answer? Why Oswald switched from a 6-inch holster to a 2-inch holster?
Where is the 6-inch holster? That's what I want to know. That's what he's wearing on 133A, 133B.
Here's the thing. The evidence in the assassination of JFK is like a jigsaw puzzle. The pieces only fit together one way. Now, when we get done with putting all the pieces together, we've got a few missing pieces.
You've got what?
But that doesn't mean we don't have a clear picture of what the puzzle looks like. We don't know what Oswald's motive was. We can guess at that. So that's probably the biggest missing piece we got.
He only spoke well of Kennedy.
What's that?
He's always spoken well of Kennedy when he was in Russia and when he came back to the States.
Mark Chapman, I believe, thought a great deal of John Lennon, too. That didn't stop him from shooting John Lennon dead, did it?
Is that another unsolved murder, John?
No, that's not another unsolved murder.
You're just going to get off the hook for not explaining the evidence and testimony.
I'm still wanting to know what you want me to explain. I'm explaining that there are some things we just don't know and never will know. But that doesn't mean we have to throw out everything we do know. And what we do know is we have solid evidence, dozens and dozens of pieces of evidence, and at all points, at Lee Harvey Oswald, as JFK's assassin, and at the murder of J.D. Tippit. There's
no evidence. Tippit. He couldn't cover a mile in 2 minutes, John. Even Roger Bannister couldn't do that. Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile, remember?
Yeah.
So you're telling me that Oswald broke a 2-minute mile?
No, I'm not telling you that at all.
Well, he was seen outside his rooming house at 104, and Tippit was killed at 107.
No,
and
he wasn't.
3 minutes, he'd cover a mile. 85 tenths of a mile.
The report that was radioed into the Dallas police that was logged at 116 that Tippit had been shot. Now, that was shortly after the shooting.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did the Warren Commission say it was 116?
I was just looking at that.
It said that Tippit was killed at 115 and the call came in at 116. Why did they lie about it?
Right.
Why did they lie about it?
I want to know how you determined it was at 107.
Huh?
I want to know how you determined it was at 107.
By your prime witness, Ellen Markham.
Okay, so we have conflicting information. She thought it was at 107. We have a radio report at 116.
That was the third call on the radio. Number one was Benavides, who didn't know how to operate it, so he couldn't get through. Number two was T.F. Bowley. And then that used car salesman got on, and the dispatcher told him, says, we already got it.
Now here's what Tom is illustrating here. We've got two key timings for Oswald.
We got
the time it took him to get from the sixth floor to the second floor lunchroom, and the time it took him to get from his North Beckley residence to the scene of the Tippit murder. Okay, what the conspiracy theorists always do is they move the time required for Oswald to get there. They try to minimize the amount of time he would have had to get from point A to point B in both of those cases. And, you know, they stretch and, you know, they take evidence that is
unreliable. I'm taking evidence and testimony from your volumes that you never read, John.
I didn't. Tom, I've referred to the 26 volumes, so don't say I've never read it.
You said you've never read them.
I said I never read it from start to finish. That's not how those volumes were intended to be used.
So are you going to limit your comments only to those evidence and testimonies that you have read? That's my question.
I'm going to limit my comments to everything I've learned about the assassination over the years.
But when you're talking evidence and testimony, you're going to limit your comments only to the evidence and testimony that you've read. I haven't read the 26 volumes.
Well, I'm not going to make things up like you like to do. That's your answer.
John, you don't want to get into name calling, or I'll bury you so deep your guardian angel won't be able to find you.
I don't recall that was any name calling, Tom. I just simply made the observation.
You just accused me of making things up, but all I've done is quote your official records that you haven't even read.
You're trying to conjure up a conspiracy out of nothing, which you have been...
No, the evidence and testimony conjures up a conspiracy, John. Why didn't they clean and press Governor Connally's clothes? That's evidence. That's destruction of evidence again.
Here again, it's not evidence, it's a question. What you need to do is find answers to your questions if you want to find evidence.
But I'm asking the people that made the accusations. You should have the answers. You made the accusations, you and your ilk. It may be accusations of Oswald's guilt.
We have more than enough evidence that establishes Oswald's guilt.
No, John, that's accusation. That's all there are accusations. It's not proof. Why did they change Connally's wrist wound?
Why? Your whole case is based on
lies. Giving you again where they destroyed evidence. Tampering with evidence is a felony. The only proven crimes that weekend were those committed by the authorities.
Tom, we've got the murder weapon, which was proven to have been ordered by Oswald.
No, it hasn't. It was ordered by Idell, and he wasn't authorized to receive mail at that post office box.
Right. It was ordered by A. Heidel.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of the name that was on the phony Selective Service card Oswald was carrying at the time he was arrested?
That wasn't discovered until the next day. They didn't say a word about it on the 22nd, John.
I asked you, do you know, what was the name on the Selective Service card?
A.J. Idell.
Yep. I think that was just a strange coincidence that Oswald
had. I think it's hilarious, John. I think it's a joke that they didn't find it on the 22nd.
How do you know they didn't find it on the 22nd?
Because they never reported it on the 22nd. They reported
they
it on the 22nd.
Because they didn't report it? That doesn't mean they didn't find it that day?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Well, they supposedly reported everything on the 22nd, John.
They didn't
report that until the 23rd.
Because they didn't report it until the 23rd. That doesn't mean they didn't find it until the
23rd. John, you know what I pray? I pray that God grants you the same level of justice that you advocate for others. Want me to repeat that? I pray that God grant you the same level of justice that you advocate for others.
Trust me, if there was as much evidence against me that I had shot and killed somebody as there was against Lee Harvey Oswald, I'm going up the river. Because if this had been the assassination of Joe Schmo instead of John F. Kennedy, this case would have been a two-day trial and an easy conviction. Nobody would have been questioning nobody would have been questioning how genuine the evidence was. The evidence of Oswald is so overwhelming, and it all fits. That's the whole key.
John, if you give me control over the evidence and testimony, I could convict Mother Teresa of murder.
guys, we only got a couple minutes left.
Okay.
Yeah, is there anything, any closing comments you want to make, Mr. Corbett?
Just want to reiterate the things I've said.
Okay.
All the hard physical evidence.
Mr. Corbett, I thought
it was my turn. You're going to get
Oh, no, your phone is cutting. Your phone is kind of cutting off. I couldn't hear you either.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, let me restart. Okay. All the physical evidence points to Lee Harvey Oswald as a double murderer of JFK and J.D. Tippit. Okay? All the hard physical evidence points in that direction. There has not been a shred of evidence produced in 47 years that anybody but Oswald took part in either of these crimes. The only thing we have is the criticisms of the Warren Commission and the investigators, which some, in some cases, are legitimate. In some cases, they're way overblown, and in other cases, they're just downright false. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Tampering with evidence is a felony, and that's what you're supporting.
Okay. I'm going to let you finish, Tom. So you get the final say here.
All right. Kennedy was killed by a conspiracy. The bad part is it was covered up by elements of government and national media who repeatedly withheld evidence, altered evidence, destroyed evidence, lied, suborned perjury from witnesses, and intimidated witnesses. That's it in a nutshell.
Okay.
Welcome to the new America.
Okay, well, I will be glad to let the listeners decide who made the better case tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll be posting it on here probably in a day or two. I'll be posting it on the channel as well. All right, well, I really appreciate both you guys for coming back on. And again, just about what happened last week, just a little mishap. I'm glad we were able to finish it, though. And thanks, Mr. Corbett and Mr. Rossley, too. We really appreciate it.
Now, I understand John McAdam says that I'd never debate him again. If that's a challenge, I readily accept. The sooner, the better.
Okay.
I just want that on the record.
All right, good. Okay.
So thank you, Anton. I appreciate the forum.
Oh, sure.
And thank you, John.
Yep, appreciate it.
All right, see you later on the news group.
I'm sure you will.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good night. God bless.